Welcome to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling. You are about to discover impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you, so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Be sure you visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now tune in, get ready, and enjoy the journey of emerging as a leader of exception in the 21st century.
Welcome, everyone, to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast. I'm your host, Vicki Nethling, coming to you from Roswell, Georgia. The goal of this podcast is to bring topics and guests that will empower you to become that confident leader and take your business and your life to the next level. Today, I have with me Aisha Tahir. And let me tell you about Aisha. She is a former corporate athlete, and she knows firsthand the health challenges that office workers face in busy environments. That's why she's made it her mission to help professionals navigate these challenges. She offers workshops and training programs to help organizations break through the barriers that are holding them back. And she's passionate about creating a culture where everyone can thrive. Voted one of the most inspiring entrepreneur and wellness executives to watch by San Diego Voyager, Aisha is an award-winning author, keynote speaker, corporate trainer, and columnist. As a movement specialist, she has helped over 500 clients become pain-free, and her book, Unhunched, Discovering Wellness Through Posture, entails all the secrets to an upright posture and pain-free movement. Our topic today is going to be posture matters, but enhancing your confidence and success, very much aligned to what we all talk about always in building your confidence and becoming that confident leader. Please join me in welcoming Aisha Tahir.
Well, thanks for having me.
I am so happy to have you. I think I gave away a little bit of my first question I always ask is, where do you live?
I call Doylestown, Pennsylvania, my home currently. It's located an hour north of Philadelphia. But before that, I've lived in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and New York City. As a very little child, I lived in California. I was born in California as well. But most of my schooling took place in Pakistan because my parents are from there and they moved back. You know, when I was in college, I moved to New York City.
Wow. That's a pretty diversified background you have, lots of different cultures and things, which always, I think, enriches a person.
It does. It does. And I love traveling for the same reason, too, because I say I'm like a global citizen and I always enjoy exploring other cultures, you know, other languages, other foods.
Yeah, so good. And you know, I think it brings such a wonderful perspective for you. So when you're tackling problems, you're not looking at it just in that narrow view, but it's really ability to holistically look at, you know, the impacts of culture and the different personalities that you have when you go from those different places around the world.
Exactly. You're absolutely right there. Because if you take a look at the holistic view of the culture, then you get to understand like, oh, what their traditions are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an example here. I was in San Antonio, Texas, for a conference like a couple of weeks ago. And that was my first time there. And it ended up being the week before Halloween there. And what happens over there is they celebrate Day of the Dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Celebration is like huge because they have a big Hispanic community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I had always heard about Day of the Dead, but I had no idea, like, you know, what it what it is about, and what kind of celebratory traditions are there, how do they celebrate it. And I got to see it live. I got to understand what it is, you know, what's the whole concept behind it, and how they set up the altars to honor their dead, and why they paint their faces like a skeleton, and why they dress up like that so that their spirits aren't afraid of, you know, coming down. And I was like, oh, that's such a neat concept. I had no idea. So now I go somewhere and it's like a totally holistic view of another culture. So I totally agree.
That's awesome. And they have in the stores and things, you know, when you're buying your souvenirs, they have so many very cool Day of the Dead things to that you can buy as well.
Exactly. And I had seen them sprinkled all through out US and West Coast, I want to say. But I had no idea like what it was all about till I experienced it 2 weeks ago.
Very good. So let's go ahead and get into this. And so how can we tie in being a confident speaker, confident leader to how we position and posture ourselves? And it's funny, I just interviewed somebody about an hour ago and we talked about how dance and the postures that you have through dance make you appear to be more confident. So it's a great segue to this.
Yeah, so a great question, because confidence is how you are being perceived and how you perceive yourself, right? So that in a nutshell defines confidence. And the way we are holding our bodies has a lot to do with the way we perceive ourselves, which is our self-esteem, self-worth, and also how other people are perceiving us, because 93% of the communication is nonverbal, right? And among that, 70% is your physical appearance, how you're appearing to people. And then the other, 23% would be the tone of your voice. So that's nonverbal as well. But before I dig into like how exactly the posture is related to your confidence, I want to explain a little bit about, you know, what good posture is. So posture signifies how we position our bodies while sitting, standing, lying down, and even when we are moving. So good posture means that we sit, stand, lie down, and walk in a body alignment that places least amount of strain on our musculoskeletal system. Now, our musculoskeletal system is composed of different parts of the body, which is like muscles, ligaments, joints, bones. So when we practice good posture, we are upright against the force of gravity. Just like gravity work is applying on the apple that's hanging from the tree. And when it gets ripe, you know, it just falls down because of gravity. We know this from Newton's law. Same way, all of our musculoskeletal structures are facing gravity as well. So our bodies have that force of gravity being applied on them all the time. When our body is in an optimal alignment, what happens is that our body and its musculoskeletal structures is facing the least amount of wear and tear due to gravitational pull. So that's the alignment we are looking for. Now, for your listeners who are thinking, okay, I get that, but what is that alignment? You know, what to look out for? So to assess someone who has a natural optimal posture, we look at the alignment of five landmarks on the body. And those landmarks are your earlobe, shoulder, hips, knees, and ankles. When seen in a sideways position, that they are aligned on a vertical line. So Vicky, if you were to ask one of your friends to take a photo of you in a sideways position, like you're standing laterally, what would you look for? You would look for your earlobe being aligned vertically over your shoulders, and your shoulders aligned vertically over your hip bones, and your hip bones being aligned vertically over your knees and then ankles. What we see in modern desk-bound professionals nowadays is something totally different.
Yeah.
How are we working on our computers? Well, we are hunched forward, right? We have this forward head posture. Mm-hmm. We are always trying to get a better look at the computer screen, or we are looking down at the keyboards, right?
Yeah.
And mostly, it's not just the eye movement. Mostly people are literally dropping their heads, chin forward, right? So bringing their heads forward in order to do that, which is where the problem occurs. Then once our head is forward, for your viewers, they can probably see this, that I'm placing my hand behind my neck. Now the muscles behind your neck are going to get really extended, and they're going to pull on these muscles of your chest and shoulder and drop your shoulder forward. So now you have this rounded shoulder posture. And once we have the neck and shoulders going forward, we know that the hips are going to follow. And then once hips follow, then the whole lower body composition is alignment is going to be off. Like your knees and ankles are going to not be in good alignment. So that is the kind of posture we want to have. So when we talk about ideal posture, that's what we are looking for. Now, confidence, why is it so important? It's necessary for being an effective leader, right? Lack of appropriate leadership is one of the critical causes of workplace stress. I work with corporate clients a lot. And one of the things that keeps coming up is the lack of leadership ability. And you would relate because you work in leadership, right? Over a third of American workers attribute their workplace stress to inadequate leadership skills.
Yes.
Of their managers, of people in the hierarchy. So, you know, leadership skills exist in each one of us. But our hunched over posture that we are practicing day in, day out nowadays is really keeping us from showing our leadership ability and contributing to this increased workplace stress. So how it works is that posture impacts our brain and physiology. And it changes our mood and our thoughts about ourselves, thoughts about ourselves. That's self-belief comes in here. And what is the physiologic change that I'm talking about is its connection to our hormone levels, the way we show up in this world, the way we are being perceived. It really depends on what physiologic hormonal changes are occurring within your body because of this hunched over position. So we say that, you know, in form of hormones, increased levels of testosterone, which is our power hormone, is important to have confidence. And then decreased levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Right.
It should be there for us to be confident in our abilities, and then also to show confidence to others. We are more, we are less stress reactive in that when that physiologic hormonal composition is there in our bodies. Dr. Amy Cuddy, professor at Harvard Business School, she found this association, and her TED Talk, Your Body Language May Shape Who You Are, is one of the most watched TED Talks. So I highly recommend your listeners to watch it. But what her work shows that is that expansive postures where we are standing upright, almost like in an ideal body position that we talked about, where we are facing the forces of gravity optimally with open chest, head up high, that produces those hormone levels that we are talking about that promote confidence.
Right.
So just 2 minutes of standing in an expansive posture, that's what her research found, increases your testosterone levels by up to 30% and decreases your cortisol levels by up to 15%. And that combination is what we want.
Yeah.
You know, when you are looking to, especially if you're looking to go give a job interview, a high stakes situation, right? If you're going to present, if you're a speaker, if you're going to speak on the stage, 2 minutes, 2 minutes of that power posing that we call is going to change, induce these hormonal changes within your body. But what we want as an exercise physiologist, I'll tell you that we want to stay there most of the day.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because if we see it the reverse, which is increased levels of cortisol and decreased levels of testosterone. What we are seeing is you are now really shutting the front of your body, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how it's, the hormone levels are reversing. That is going to show that you are in a submissive sort of posture, right? Mm. Almost like a defeated posture. Another professor, Dr. Richard Petty, puts it this way, that we all have these associations with height and power that get triggered the way our movements are made and the way we keep our bodies, right? So looking into human psychology, the way we feel about ourselves is associated with the feeling of being taller. So when you have that optimal posture, well, you're almost trying to be taller, more open, expansive, and you don't have that submissive posture. So sitting and standing in a tall, open posture really signals our brain that we are powerful. We have increased confidence. And that increased confidence is going to show not just to yourself, but to others too.
Wow. And you talk about the computer, but also if you can picture somebody that's on their phone as they're walking and they're all hunched over, holding their phone, looking at their phone, and all of those things that closed in is happening as they're doing that. And again, not really showing any confidence, but it also, to me, it's almost like you're disjointed or disengaged from anybody but you and your phone.
So true. So true. That was one of the things that struck me. I had my personal experience too, as you mentioned in my introduction, that I had lower back pain and it was related to my sedentary job as a computer programmer at that time. But you're exactly right. You know, we're not engaged with our audience. We're not engaged with people around us. And what I noticed in my clients was that this increased reliance on technology, including smartphones, you know, laptops, tablets, even our kids, right? Yeah, what are our kids doing nowadays? They're sitting on iPhones and tablets all the time. My boys are in elementary school, and I see kindergartners bringing phones to school. And I'm like, they don't really need the phone.
No, they do not. And
where are we headed with this? Because, you know, it really significantly influences our posture and well-being. We are like in a silent battle with these devices, and they're slowly draining us. All the fatigue that we notice, even with our kids nowadays, well, it's because we are just sitting in this, you know, closed posture, disengaged posture. We are, and for communication, we need to be able to engage, right? You would relate with this with your communication coaching that we need to be able to have these social skills, which I see our kids losing like really fast now. So this modern hunched over spinal alignment that we commonly see, which is the forward head, rounded shoulders, and excessive arch in the lower back, it's because we have really moved from this manual labor to sedentary jobs. And young people are already showing these signs of repetitive strain from overuse of cell phones, which can manifest as not only just the musculoskeletal pain that we obviously associate our bodies with this posture with, our, but also mental health issues. Right. And it really comes back to the disengagement because, you know, when do you feel your best? When you're around people like you, right? When you are in that social circle that you belong to, right? And of course, when you're here, you think you're engaging on social media and, you know, all those platforms that we have now, but it's not real. It's not real engagement because you're really not talking to people. You're not getting that personal connection. So I like to say, you know, using these technological devices is awesome. I mean, I do it too. It's kind of like the demand of this era. Mm-hmm. But can you take those connections and turn them into personal connections too?
Like right.
connections too. How are you converting them into the in-person connections, into those in-person networks? Because this should only be like a supplementary kind of mode. And then the end result should be that you have that in-person connection. Because when you are talking to people in person, you are by far, you're going to be more mindful of your posture. You're going to have a better posture because now, of course, people are looking mm-hmm. at you. They can see you live. You're going to try to be more confident. Yeah. One of the things I want to bring up here is that, you know, leadership and then engagement and our self-worth, it's all connected. Because yeah. high self-worth, high self-esteem aids in our ability to choose effective solutions to challenges, right? And that is, in a nutshell, what leadership is, what a good leader is. They're not stress reactive, and they can effectively solve the problems, and they're courageous enough to do that. Mm-hmm. So an unhinged posture increases our confidence in our abilities. A research was performed on Ohio State students, which really shows the effect of posture and our confidence in our ability. And there were two groups of students. One of the groups was asked to sit up straight with their chest open and fill out a job application. Mm. And then the other group was asked to sit in a hunched over position and fill out the job application. And the job application required them to list either three positive or three negative personality traits that would contribute to their future job satisfaction and performance. So afterwards, the students were asked to rank themselves on how well they performed, how well they believed they would perform in that job position. Mm-hmm. And students ranked themselves depending on the posture they assumed.
Really?
So students in unhunched postures believed in the positive traits they wrote on the job application, and they actually got those jobs. Whereas students who were in a hunched over stance didn't trust their ability to perform at the job. And they didn't get the job, and they had more negative traits written on the application anyways.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there is such a strong connection. And I want to say here that when you have this closed body position, which is the chin drop down to your chest, rounded shoulders, what is it saying to others? It's saying that you don't want to show your heart, your chest, right? Which is in our yoga philosophy, we say that it's your heart chakra, which is the center of your energy. So you're trying to protect the center of your body, right? And you don't want to show your heart to others. And that means that there's some trauma.
Yeah.
So now a hunched over body position is a major diagnosis factor for depression and anxiety.
That's so telling. Oh my goodness. Well, we could probably talk for a lot longer. You are such a wealth of information and really a great perspective on how we show up really in life by it is all kind of driven by how we hold ourselves. And we always say whenever you walk in a room, how you present yourself really is the way that that day or that meeting or stage presence is going to go. And it's true. It is so true. Thank you so much. I'd like now to share my screen. So those that are just listening, you know the drill. You should have had a paper and pencil for all these wonderful things that were shared with you today. But if not, go ahead and grab that.
Vicky, can I pause you for a minute here? Can I?
Oh, Sure. Why don't you go ahead and give those tips?
Okay. While you share the screen, you know, we can use this time. The best part is that all of this is in our control. There are small, simple changes that we can make to reduce our pain, and changing the posture to increase confidence and have a better leadership ability. And that is to take breaks. Move around often. So what the research suggests is that every 30 minutes, we should be able to take a 5-minute break. And I know for some people, it's like very interruptive, like especially even as a podcaster, I'm a podcaster too. So I totally understand some interviews are like, you know, an hour long. Well, then take a break at the end of the hour, maybe, if that works better for you. So you have to choose your own time. But make sure that you do change your position and move around. And then investing in a stand-up desk, switching between sitting and standing, that counts as movement too. Raising the height of your monitor so that you aren't looking down, right? Mm. And taking breathing breaks. Our breathing mechanics change when we are hunched over. We are compressing our abdomen. And inside our abdomen is our major breathing muscle, which is diaphragm. So when the diaphragm is compressed, it can't expand in a three-dimensional way the way it should. And it reduces our lung capacity by up to 30%. So you can't take in 30, you're taking in 30% less oxygen. And that oxygen is the fuel for everything in our body. Yeah. So, you know, just taking some breathing breaks, like deep diaphragmatic breaths every few minutes. Every hour or so. Placing your keyboard where your shoulder and arms can be relaxed, sitting further back in your chair. So small, tiny changes. Mm-hmm. I call them like the micro habits that you can just, you know, start doing today. Nice. And that would improve your posture and you'd be able to show up confidently and be the great leader that you're supposed to be.
Awesome. Good tips. Yes. And the being able to take the breaks, my watch reminds me that all the time. So some of the technology in that sense is great. The breathing is wonderful. That's one of my coaching things that I always talk to people about is how important it is to take those breaths. And people just try to rush through their content. It's like, no, breathe.
Yes. Hi. Yes, yes. We probably need another call just on breathing part.
Yes.
I talk about it. It is one of my workshops too, that take a deep breath for posture, because honestly, it's not in people's control, because once you're here, you can't take a deep breath.
You know, when you're hunched over.
Yes, you have to have an unhunched posture in order to breathe fully. And if you don't, you know, your breath is going to stop right here in your chest.
So true. And I see whenever I'm working with the middle school and high schoolers too, there are some that are just, their self-confidence is so racked that they do, you know, they are kind of hunched over and protecting that heart chakra that you talked about. It's amazing as you become more aware how you really see more about a person without, as you say, saying a word, you know, what their body is telling us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Our body tells everything about us, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to share my screen now. And again, thank you for sharing those tips.
Of course.
If you want to get in touch with Aisha, you're going to go to her website, which is the https://www.aeshatahir. That's her name, aeshatahir.com. And Facebook, she's at Tone and Strengthen. Instagram is tone_and_strengthen. LinkedIn is her name, Aisha Tahir, and Pinterest is Tone and Strengthen, and YouTube, it's at Tone and Strengthen, and there's a number, but if you do at Tone and Strengthen, it will come up. I'm going to let Aisha talk to you about what her call to action is, things that you can find on that website or her ebook. Back, it's all yours.
Thank you, Vicky. Just like you said, my .com is aishatahir.com. And on this website, you'll find all about me and my wellness offerings, like my corporate posture workshops that I customize for organizations' unique needs, which empowers the employees with the skills they need to improve their posture and increase productivity, team collaboration, and overall well-being. This website also offers a range of valuable tools, just like the free guide that you can download if you visit it, a list of ergonomic resources, blog posts, and posture exercise video library. And I want to highlight the library here because it includes the videos of all the exercises in my book, Unhunched. Awesome. And I also upload weekly videos like posture snacks that people can do at work. My website also provides the opportunity to purchase a signed copy of my award-winning book, Unhunched, Discover Wellness Through Posture. I have it right up here, which delves deeper into the mind-body connection and offers a more comprehensive understanding of the impact of posture on various aspects of life.
Awesome. And I would encourage everybody to go to that website and get that book. And I love that you have the videos there that we can have a daily influx or injection of a reminder of how posture is so important for us, for ourselves to be those confident leaders that I keep on trying to help you to become.
Yeah, it's a little reminder. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It helps people. And, you know, sometimes we are lost for what to do, what kind of stretches to do, or we are just, you know, tired of doing that same stretch again and again. So yeah, there are a lot of ideas there for professionals like us.
Awesome. I want to thank you for just being such a wonderful guest. I mean, I didn't have to ask you very many questions because you just rolled out with such great information. I thought, this is awesome. We are getting to be really educated today. So thank you so much for being such a great guest. And as always, I remind everyone that life is a journey and it's up to you to enjoy the ride. This is Vicky Netling signing off.
Thank you for tuning into the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicky Netling, where we share impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Remember to visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast.